This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. It's Morning Devotions, talking the last few mornings about overcoming boredom. And you know that it's true that all work is noble if it's done to the glory of God. So what I'm saying there is even if the most mundane task you've got, well, it's worthwhile if you do it in the right spirit. It was Martin Luther who many years ago said that a dairy maid can milk cows to the glory of God. So what he was really meaning was, if your job is shoveling manure, then do your best and shovel that manure for the glory of God. And if you do that well, you honour God just as much as a brain surgeon who saves someone's life. And I think we struggle with this. Society tells us that some jobs matter more than others. Now, certainly, yes, some jobs pay more than others and some jobs gain much more praise. So it's easy to fall into the trap of saying, well, I hate my job. I don't feel very good about it. I don't like it. My boss hates me. The woman next to me is a meanie. The pay is lousy. And besides, I've got a cough and I've got a headache. But the biblical answer is this: grow up. You're not supposed to like your job every day. It's not supposed to be fun all the time. That's why they call it work. If work was supposed to be fun, it would be spelt F-U-N. But many days, you don't feel like going to work, and if you go, you won't enjoy it. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes to do it with all your heart. So this is a text from Ecclesiastes that I think is important. Do it with all your might. And God says to us through his word, do it whatever you have to do with all your might, even if you don't want to be there, and leave the results to me. Now, I think there's a huge theological truth here. If you believe in the sovereignty of God, it must be true that for you, where you are, because God wants you there. If he didn't want you there, you'd be somewhere else. So you're there right now because of God's design. And if you believe that, then you can approach work, even in a bad situation, and do it as if you're doing it to him. I'm talking about boredom. Well, the brevity of life can actually be something. But, you know, Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "For in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor wisdom, nor knowledge." Now, not everyone likes to hear that because it's depressing. And who wants to hear they're going to the grave? But I found a different version, a contemporary English version. "Work hard at whatever you do." This is Ecclesiastes 9. "You will soon go to the world of the dead where no one works or thinks or reasons or knows anything." So it's true whether we like it or not. There's an old hymn that you might have sung years ago. "Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me." Now I realise it's not fashionable today to sing words like that, but again, they are true. Life is not a dress rehearsal. We've got one choice, and we need to do what is important. Have we got time to be bored? Remember that you represent Jesus in everything you do. Let's take a verse from the New Testament, this time from Colossians 3, verse 17. "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." And the New Living Translation has a really nice way of saying it. "Whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus." What if you had to sign your name to everything that you said or everything you did? And suppose there was a name tag attached to every one of your actions that said good or bad. I wonder what you would be wearing. Jesus, of course, wants us to give of our best, whatever we are doing. As some people know that there's the only Bible that they'll see is the one in us. They might not read the Bible, but they will see us. So let's be thankful. Let's give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. That's Colossians 3:17. We won't have time to be bored if we want to thank him for everything. It was Joan Baez who said, "You don't get to choose how you're going to die or when. You can only decide how you're going to live now." So if you are bored, it's because you've chosen to do that. Ask God to bring you some excitement in life by giving all to him. Thank you, Lord. These are great lessons. And I want, Lord, that we'll take on board what we need today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.